Thank you. It's been a long week, or another way to say it, it's only been a little over a week since the violence, tragedy, loss, and ugliness of just a little over a week ago now, and it feels like a long, long time ago. Another way to think of it, is there enough feelings in that space for a long time? And now we're faced with an election day in 2 days where we have lots of hopes and fears riding on it. So again, intense feelings. As I think about that, I would like to open with the second verse of a song that Greg Greenway sang Saturday evening a week ago. And it was the evening of the day of the shootings in the Tree of Life Synagogue. And I used that song in last Sunday's service as a call for resilience and hope, resolve and determination. And the title, if you think about this morning, you go, well, this is Hymn Sing Sunday. But the title is Keep On. That's the beginning. Keep on. How do we keep on? And then the second half is doing what? Singing proudly, unapologetically, proudly in this world. And the first verse was, my allergies and everything else have got me, but it's a mighty long way, ooh, from over yonder, ooh. It's a mighty long way from here, there, to here. We're gonna take it, oh yes, one step at a time so that we can make that walk from there to here. But here's the second verse. Every child born is a revolution, is a revolution with a song inside. Some won't hear it. Oh, some hear nothing else. They'll sing night and day just to keep that song alive. And then the chorus, it's a mighty long way. But I'd like to change just one word in that last sentence from they'll sing night and day to we'll sing night and day. We'll sing night and day just to keep that song alive. And the write-up in this order of service, if you read through it, says that in some traditions, your song actually gives the world resonance and form, gives it real meaning. You could think of it as the song you sing with what you do with your life. The notes of that song are your actions. Resonance. What is resonance? It's ongoing vibrations. It's energy moving forward, creating vibrations, ripples into the world all around you. How many of you are familiar with Om as that word that gives, that sound that gives the world form? What is form? It's structure in the midst of chaos and change. It's structure in the midst of threats and fears. It's that grounded sense. Om, or think of those Tuve singers from Iran, where they sing and there's overtones in what they sing. Tradition. Think of the tradition of universalism. That's what we are a part of. Every time we come together in community, in this community, we're not just getting together in this group. We're coming together as part of that ongoing vibration, the resonance of that message, that tradition. Resonance and form that is guided by love and inclusion more than fear and exclusion. It's important to understand that, not as weak or nebulous, but as challenged by love and inclusion, made fierce by the need to stand up for that. We understood it years ago, as a loving God would not condemn people to hell. There were not just a select few that got into heaven or into the United States. When the images and messages are disheartening, what does that mean? It takes away your heart, and it's designed to take that away. Then it's a song of courage, a song of and for a strong heart. Resonance, the resonance of a strong heart. When we approach Election Day, think about it as the American voice, an election for the song that is going to be sung. What is the song that gives resonance and informs? There's that word, form, gives form to the form we see and understand for our country. Friday night, I participated in the Share the Shabbat observation that had come up on Facebook and was nationwide. So I went to Agudas Israel for their Shabbat service. That was to be in solidarity and support of Jewish neighbors. They greet you know, on Friday night and all day Saturday into the evening by saying Shabbat Shalom. That means peace. But it means peace with the Sabbath. So it can be the peace of the Sabbath or peace on the Sabbath. But it can also mean, it does mean, the welcome you feel or that the Sabbath gives you when you observe it. That is the resonance, the form that comes from singing that song. Resonance and form of its song. A service of song and prayers. A tradition of what? Over 3,500 years coming together saying, we're going to keep that song alive. And we came to say, we'll help you. Rabbi Jackson gave her talk and focused on how after the Holocaust, he said never again. And then after this shooting in Pittsburgh at the Tree of Life Synagogue, where 11 people who were praying and singing were killed. You say, never again. And she said, it has to be made real. Well, in this service of just prayers and songs, and they now have, it'd be great if we did, they now have it up on the wall, projected up on the wall, so you don't have to look down. You just look up in these nice pictures. She said that the Reform tradition in the service, there was a song for crying. And so they'd sent her a playlist of songs for crying, and that she had picked one, and when she said it, it was Bob Dylan's Blowin' in the Wind. But I've heard Blowin' in the Wind so many times, you know, and just thought of it, well, it's a folk song, you know, but I'd forgotten about it. I've forgotten about how it resonated. How many people here were in middle school, high school, college in the 60s. Yeah. How did that resonate in the 60s, that resonance? And there were the words up on the screen, and I found myself, and I do now, when we got to the third verse, I was crying. And it surprised me. The verse that leads into that, but he has lines, he builds up and he says, yes, in how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? Yes, and how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, and how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. And Dylan, of course. Yes, and how many? Then there's all the write-up about what does blowing in the wind say, but mean. But Dylan said that blowing in the wind meant that the answer is all around you. And then he listed, he said, it's not in a television show. It was back in 1963. It's not in a television show. It's not in somebody's speech. It's not in, he said, it's all around you. It's your job to take it in and make it real. And he said, if a 21-year-old man has to tell you what to do, you know, and who knows it, you need to get it as well. And I thought, huh, I never realized that he was doing that. In my November column, I wrote about sitting with the cover of the October service, or the order of service from last year's hymn sing. So turn to this year's cover. You're sitting there. Just turn and hold that. And I talked about how that picture of the bird, and it was, I think, a prothonotary warbler last year, and this year, looking up, it's a black-throated green warbler on the front. But for some unknown reason, I said, and I wrote this in my Beacon column, I just paused and really noticed it. And the title then was Always Singing Proudly. And I said, I read those words and heard them as a reminder of what there is for us as part of being alive when we say it's inherent. I also heard them as an admonition or a challenge of how to be. This is, I said, in that it was a life-filled image from spring in a gray down day, but it's also a reminder of what lives inside each and every one of us, waiting to lift us up, waiting for that moment to feel alive, hopeful, purposeful, and good. It may be momentary. I'm sure he flew off after a few songs and after the photo was taken. But in a quiet moment of reflection, let the photo become a touchstone of strength, encouragement, and inspiration. And I said, thinking on it again, I know that when the warbler gives voice to his song, he puts himself at risk. There are sharp-shinned hawks in the world. And when you stand on a twig saying, here I am, that's a risk. A singing bird attracts notice. But if he doesn't give voice to that which he knows to be true, the song will not survive the winter. Beauty will disappear. The song will go extinct. And then I realized that this Wednesday morning after the election, or I should say this spring after the election, he'll still be singing his song. He has to. Or in the spring, he'll be singing his song of love, justice, invitation, and inclusion. And if you think about that, you think about he'll still be singing, literally, to keep that song alive. So what are you doing to keep that song alive? And it's not what you're doing. It also comes back to just keep singing and feeling and believing and doing to keep that song alive. There's a third verse to It's a Mighty Long Way, and it comes back to singing. He goes, now when you've got a dream, you got to stand up. Stand up and shout it loud and clear. What we're hearing, it's the voice of the people singing, that we will make that walk from there to here. Sing your dream. Hear the people singing. We're with you, and we're going to make that walk from there to here. The next song listed in your order of service is by Pat Humphreys of Emma's Revolution. And we first sang that Sunday after the 2016 elections. And I would like to tell you that it's given form and resonance to my world. It's actually helped me carry on. And it has similar thoughts and vibrations to Greg Greenway's song and the wisdom that's in the wind for us to pick up and move with as an answer. And that song has survived the winters. It's survived two winters to this point, and there are more to come, and it will survive them because We'll sing night and day just to keep that song alive. Keep on moving forward.